Welcome back to Portals, the podcast. I am your host, Lauren Courtney. First and foremost, I simply want to say thank you. Thank you for the warm responses. Thank you for the messages on social media. Thank you for the texts. I appreciate them so much. This, again, is a new venture for me. It's an exciting game of trial and error, which is what my soul is here to do in this lifetime. And I've never really shared this type of experimentation publicly. So I'm excited to experiment. I'm excited to follow my human design. If you're familiar with human design, I am a 3-5 martyr heretic. So my motto, as one mentor once said to me, is messy is sexy. Messy is sexy. I am here to throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. And so often I find that many of my clients are 3-5s. Somehow they find me. We find each other because, you know, we're not like the others. And what's so beautiful is we 3-5s are here to teach from experience. And when we let go of what that looks like on the outside, it frees up the space to allow others to do the same thing. So I've learned that the freer I am, the more free I allow others to be. So join me today as we drop into this portal. Perhaps it's around freedom and being more free to be you and be yourself, which we started talking about on the last episode. So freedom, using your voice, what does that look like? What does that mean to you? How do you want to live? For me, it continues to evolve. It continues to be different. I'm going to share a story. 6 years ago, just about 6 years ago, I got a tattoo of the word magician on my finger. Oh my God, I love that we're going here. I got a tattoo of the word magician on my finger. I had been writing it on my hand for about a week or two. I was here in Miami on a 2-week job making gummy bears for a pretty well-known restaurant here with a friend of mine. And I just kept feeling this energy of magician, 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 magician. I didn't know what it meant, yet something in my soul told me to get this tattoo, to get this word magician, so I could see it every day. And every day for almost 6 years, I've seen it. And interestingly enough, about 2 years ago, all I wanted was for it to be removed. I felt trapped. I was in a place where I didn't know what I truly wanted in my career anymore. I was feeling burnt out. I wasn't having fun. My body was swollen. I was actually carrying an extra 20 to 30 pounds of weight out of nowhere. And truly out of nowhere. It wasn't like my diet had changed. I was just so swollen. So uncomfortable and disconnected from a part of myself. And that part of myself was my physical body. I had found so much freedom in my spirituality, in my gifts, in my ability to communicate with spirit, that I had disconnected with the fact that I am here on this earth meant to have a human experience. And I think that happens to so many of us on the spiritual journey because it's so fun to go off. It's so fun to go off. You know, a client had a session with me on Monday. It was in my Glow Up 52-week program. And she said today, when I asked how people were feeling, she said she felt like she really needed some sort of high, like to go shopping and get like all the makeup at Sephora or whatever she needed, right? And that high that she was seeking was simply reconnecting again with her energy here in the physical. Because so often we forget that we can bring that heaven, that freedom, that spice, that fire, that energy, that fun of the universe here into the physical. Because the energy has been too dense for so long that it was very difficult. And I guess I'm here to share with you today that it's no longer that hard. It's no longer that difficult. We get to have heaven on earth. We get to have freedom. It's simply knowing and remembering what freedom even looks like to you in the first place. So take a moment to think about that. What does freedom look like to you? Because it will look different for everyone. Because for some, freedom might even look like routines and rituals. Like for me, with freedom comes like a whole beautiful, lovely, like hour-long skincare routine because I have the freedom and flexibility to do that, right? And of course, it's like a little thing. It's a very little trivial thing. Yet that's, for me, freedom and flexibility. So first and foremost, it's remembering, what does freedom even look like for us? Because we get to create heaven on earth here. I was talking to someone the other day and he said to me, well, I don't want it to be too easy. We were talking about work. I don't want it to be too easy. And I said, what? Cancel, clear, delete that thought immediately. Why shouldn't it be easy? It gets to be easy. We get to have fun. We get to redefine what work looks like. So as I get off topic, let me come back to the topic because it's always full circle. The magician tattoo. It always comes full circle. Because when I put this magician on me, I didn't realize that it would change my life. I didn't realize what I would be embodying. Many of my other tattoos I knew. I knew what I was calling in. I knew what I was bringing into my body. But with the magician, what I've learned is I'm anchoring heaven on earth. I'm anchoring magic. I am honoring my ability to create. Abracadabra. With our words, we create. Our words are spells, spelling, spells, magic. So anyway, I wanted to erase this tattoo 2 years ago. It felt like too much to bear. It felt like so much. Like, who am I to be this magician? It's too much. That's how it felt. I didn't understand it, though. It was very unconscious still. It was very unconscious why I didn't want it. And then as I continued to embody it, because it's still here, it's still me, tattoo or not, let's be real, I am still the magician, as are so many of you, if you so are willing to step into that archetype and play in that role in this lifetime. So at some point I decided I wasn't going to erase it anymore. And whatever else it wanted to bring through, it would bring through. And for me, so much of that magic has actually been in my words and in my voice, in the way I speak and in the way I write, in the way I share, in the way I talk, in the way I communicate, in the way that I hold space. I feel as though it's so limiting to call myself a healer. It's so limiting to call myself a coach. It's so limiting to call myself a chef. Because what I really am is a magician. It even feels limiting to call myself a shaman at this point as I tune in with myself. Like, all of that feels limiting. But a magician, it feels so spacious and expansive. It feels both of this world and out of this world. It's fucking magic. And if you look at the magician card in tarot, you'll see the number 8. It's sideways. It's infinity. And this year, 2024, it's an 8-year. It's an infinite year. It's a year of magic. It's the year of the dragon. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with Pete's Dragon. Obsessed. Used to watch it all the time. Loved magic. Loved magic. That dragon is pink and green. That is a heart chakra dragon. A magic heart chakra dragon. 11-11 as I'm recording as I say that. It is a heart chakra dragon. And that is me. That's what I'm embodying this year. I'm embodying my dragon, the fire within me. That fire that comes from my heart but also burns from below. That desire that I carry. This is the year that all of the magic becomes creation. And I invite you into this portal with me to say yes to a year of magic, to a year of creation. And all you have to do right now is simply say yes. Yes, I am open to magic. I am open to the universe. I am open to infinite possibility. And feel that. Feel that pour into you. Feel the magic of the universe. Relight the fire that burns in your soul. Feel the flames fill you. And feel your body energize and fill with light. This is the energy of the magician. I am so excited to share more of that with you throughout this next year. Thank you for tuning in with me. Let me know how you enjoy these episodes. Let me know how they support you on your journey. If you feel like diving deeper with me, I am available through one-on-one work, as well as there is still time to join the 52-week Glow Up, which is my online community. You could access that and learn more on my website, laurencourtneyheals.com, and you could find me on Instagram at @IamLaurenCourtney. I love you so much. Have the most wonderful day. Thank you again for dropping into this portal with me.